This was fulfilling a childhood, well, let's face it, adult dream.
What am I smelling? Is that butter?
Butter, peanut brittle.
That's got to be butter.
Sugar, butter.
This is the week that sees ads a second shift to the production line ahead of the holidays. The candy has a 45-day shelf life, so they can't start too soon. Supervisor Mary Estes has been here for 38 years.
Well, you were asking about butter. We use 85,000 pounds a week during this time of year. And corn syrup, we use about 80,000 pounds of that.
Golden peanut brittle oozing onto a tray, smoothed out for cooling.
On the milk and the dark chocolate, we order 25,000 to 50,000 pounds at any given time. And it comes in the big liquid tanker.
Oh, okay.
In the old days, the kids used to bring buckets out there outside to get the little drippings.
Something I always wanted someone to say to me.
So where are we going? We're going downstairs to the truffle line.
Okay, little dollops of heaven.
This is an eggnog truffle, and then it's getting the white chocolate coating. And then on the other side here, you'll see all the ladies putting the decoration on.
Do you ever get tired of, oh my God, I don't want to see another truffle?
I guess not.
See's is hiring 400 additional workers for its stores, 450 for production. And if you love it, you can make candy making a career. Eric Marlin is human resources manager.
The talent that we look for doesn't necessarily have to have a college degree. They don't necessarily have to have an IT background. They just have to have the passion and the skill to work for a wonderfully stable brand and be able to help us sustain the brand through our candy.
In South San Francisco, Holly Kwan, KCBS.